We're kind of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass, Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm beyond appalled. I'm going to keep this on time. We got to do a rundown here. Pete just pointed out that Nate Hobbs, who had the DUI for the Raiders after their Colts win, is going to play this weekend. This is the same organization that just saw his teammate Henry Ruggs III also drink and drive and kill somebody in a fireball explosion. I don't know how you can't suspend a guy. I know they want to win the playoff game, get in the playoffs. But my God, this irritates me.
Rick Passaccia said Darren Waller returned to practice today in a limited capacity and said Nate Hobbs, who was arrested for DUI Monday, will play Sunday against the Chargers.
This is a tone-deaf move.
He will not he won't elaborate. He was asked by a local reporter when asked if there was something about the Hobbs situation that made the team determine that discipline was not necessary.
Good question.
From a legal perspective, Hobbs won't have to appear in court until this summer, assuming charges are not dropped.
That doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
This irritates me. All right.
If they weren't in a playoff scenario situation, which if they win, they're in.
They might cut them.
What would happen?
They might cut them if that were the case. Well, I don't know. The NFL's a head-scratcher on this one.
They want him in there, obviously.
Clearly. All right. Time now at 5 minutes past the hour with plenty of time to spare. Again, the New Year's resolution, all updates before 8 after. That's the bar that we're trying to.
Amazing. 3 days in a row.
On fire.
2.5.
Well, yeah.
Well, that is true.
2.25. If you get it in the next 2.5 minutes.
I could stall.
Play with fire.
I could walk it up to the post.
Nah.
No.
No need for that.
At 5.5 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris. Don't blow it by being.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
College basketball action tonight at 6:30 on ESPN Southwest Florida. We got the Florida Gators hosting 15th ranked Alabama. Other games tonight, USF hosts 12th ranked Houston. UNF and FGCU go at it 7:30 on ESPN Plus from Alico Arena. The U is in action 8 o'clock ACC Network against Syracuse. One top 25 matchup. Number 25 Texas Tech against 11th ranked Iowa State. The Miami Heat are in action as well. They are in Portland taking on the Trailblazers at 10.
All right, when we were going into the break, Pete was running down projected salary cap space for NFL teams, which I found fascinating on a couple of levels. So you said five teams were below water on that, including the Saints, who will be $60 million under the
really
cap. This year.
It's really close. It's 60.9. It's almost $60,990,340. Let's call it 60.1. Let's call it $61 million.
You can't fix that. You can't tweak that.
Sure you can.
You can't restructure one or two deals and fix that. It's over.
You
gotta start over. It's not like you're going to go get Russell Wilson now. I mean, you got nothing.
Well, you can but they got a lot of they better have a creative person who's there. A lot of people have capologists that work in these organizations.
You can't fix $60 million.
They're in this position every single year, the Saints are. And Mickey Loomis, I think, is the GM there in New Orleans. And every year, they figure out a way to barely get under that number. And
Jameis is cheap. If they keep Jameis, that's a cheap
deal. Jameis wants to make some money, man.
Jameis is coming off of an ACL tear.
Well, what's he not going to make any money?
I feel bad for him.
But good for the Saints to keep him for cheap money.
They only had to get over a cap. They only get $18 million this past year. That's doable. 60? That's break up the Beatles, boys. Let's start over. All right.
So, yeah, Green Bay is second worst at $37.2 million. Dallas negative 11.3. Vikings negative 11.1. Giants are the first team, the best team of the worst in the plus at almost three and a half mil. Then the Rams at 5.3, Bills at 9.6. These are all plus 9.6 million in projected 2022 cap space. San Fran at 10.8, Falcons at 13.8, Eagles at 14, Tennessee a little over 14.2, Cardinals a little over 21.4, Baltimore a little over 26.5, Carolina a little over 28.9, Kansas City at 29.4, and the Patriots at number 17 at 31.5.
Then Carolina's another team that's just in that limbo. They got to do something. They got to go get somebody.
At 16 is the Tampa Bay Bucks at 32.1.
How did they 32?
Creative.
Listen, they
bunch
just
of 1 year deals.
They
a
just re-signed everybody.
Yeah, but they're all very cap friendly 1 year
deals.
So
they got to re-sign them all again or break
it
up?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you look at a guy like Chris Godwin who's playing on the cap this year. I mean, are you going to bring him back on the higher salary cap number next season? That for a guy coming off of an ACL?
No.
Not going to do that. Maybe you get him on the cheap now. Does that mean you can't sign there's the domino effect.
There's a domino effect, too. As long as Tom Brady doesn't retire,
he has
a Jedi mind trick control over a lot of guys that might stay again, depending on how this season goes.
I don't think it's Jedi mind trick.
No,
I think
they want to play for
him. You want to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Tampa is on the short list because of the quarterback.
Did you say the Rams already?
Yes,
the Rams
They got money?
$5 million.
Barely. Okay. 5.3 mil.
But still, we know that about the Rams.
Yeah, right. They're all this year and next year, and that's basically it.
They don't have a first-round draft pick, so there's not going to be a rookie taking a chunk of that money either.
True. Nope.
So they're in a fine spot. They can add a two-year
window.
A couple pieces on defense, and they're good to go.
Yeah. So at 36, at number 16 is the Bucs at almost 32.2 mil.
Right.
Then the Brownies at 35.3.
Baker decision to make.
At 14th, the team with the 14th most room under the cap is you are in the colors today, Detroit Lions.
That's right. Right in the middle of the pack. Right where I like it.
$38,195,149.
Let's buy some people, please.
Not bad. Then you have the Houston Texans at 40.1 mil.
It may go up without Deshaun Watson.
Same thing about the Raiders, just about the same at 40.1. Then the Cincinnati Bengals at 43. The Steelers at 44 mil. Broncos at 50 mil, the Jets and the 8th at 52.4, 7th best Seattle, 53.4. Then it's a 6th is the Indy Colts at 57.3.
They're another team that's had a lot of cap money the past couple of years. Start spending it and be a champion.
Bengals come in, which is great for them, the way they're going. They have the 5th most money, almost 60 mil, positive. They're the anti-Saints.
There's a $120 million difference between the Saints and the Bengals right now.
Yes. And same thing with the Washington football team, whatever they're going to be called. They are right there, almost exact same cap space as the Bengals.
Good for them.
Almost 60 mil.
Picture stadium.
Coming in third is the Jacksonville Jaguars at nearly 72 mil. Same for the Chargers. And the Miami Dolphins are ahead with 75.3 mil.
The Chargers.
But the Miami
and
Dolphins.
The Dolphins
Chargers,
are intriguing.
Yes, Miami Dolphins, Chargers, and Jags, top three. All over 71 mil in cap space available.
Because if you do get a Deshaun Watson, I mean, remember, he already signed his second contract. So you're gonna make a big jump from what you're paying Tua. They got room to do it.
No, but Craig, the way that you can sign something, if you front load it and have a big signing bonus, that stretches that number out over the term of the contract.
Right.
If he redoes it at all, remember, he's under a pretty big contract right now.
Yeah.
That he signed last year, I want to say.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to start looking at that, but
it's doable.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins, and look, you've got an Xavier Howard situation hanging out there. I wouldn't be surprised if the team moves on from him this offseason, and that's
a
big number.
A guy's a turnover machine.
He's a 31-year-old corner next year. They don't normally get better at that age. They normally get worse. And that's where if you're a team like the Dolphins, like at what point do you just say, go somewhere else?
But didn't they just redo his deal going into this year? Yeah, there was a lot of squawking at camp?
Yeah, but it'll probably happen again. I mean, we've seen guys get get a new deal, and then 12 months later, they're back in the same boat.
But we can all agree on this. Expectations, again, are going to be very high with Miami going into next season. There's no question with that kind of cap space and the fact that if they lose to the Patriots and finish 7-9, you know, that seven-game win streak, you know, should not go unnoticed.
8-9.
What they – seven-game winning streak? No, they're not 8-9 yet.
No, they're 8.
Oh, they're eight.
Yeah, so they can't
be predicting a lot. Or
no,
no.
Pete said 7-9. That is an impossibility to be 7-9 this year.
I'm saying they are now.
They're not. They're 8-8 right now. So
they are 8-8 right now. Yeah. They are 8-8 right now.
He's overlooking
you. But regardless, I'm not overlooking anything.
He refuses to accept the week one results. Still.
I know.
Stupid fumble.
Which one?
The ending one. Yeah, I don't want to play this game Sunday, but I'm glad it's at 425.
It does make it fun.
What?
Yeah, okay, yeah, it does make it.
425 is a good window. The Dolphins don't get in the 425 window very often.
What are you talking about, Craig? You're on national TV at 125 locally.
Or
115, whatever.
We've never had a 4 o'clock game in 2 years.
No, I expect the Dolphins to go out and spend a lot of money on that offensive line.
They should.
Lots of money on the offensive line. I think the defense, you look at it, there's not a lot of holes there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you got two young safeties that they really like. Again, maybe it's Xavier Howard that goes to that side of the ball. Seems like it's good to me. Maybe a pass rusher if there's value on it. It's the offense. Go out and fix that line.
But you know what?
You need a line. You need another receiver. You need a running back. Yeah, just go get one.
I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday, but say Tua has – I can't believe he's going to have as bad a game as he did last week, but say it's sort of close. Say it's just one of those things where – and I know anything can happen in this, no matter who's a quarterback. I grant all of Miami everything. But if he's like, oh, God, and has one of those like two interception games, maybe one touchdown, but they lose like, you know, 24-10 or something – everybody is going to be squawking about Deshaun Watson or somebody or Aaron Rodgers. Go spend the money. You watch. It'll be.
We know what Tua is at this point, though. And again, he can get better.
Well, that's my thing. I think he can get better.
Go look at the stats from Josh Allen his first two years versus.
He was horrible.
Exactly. I keep saying that. And nobody wants to. But most people don't want to believe it.
I know that there's a group of Dolphins fans out there that believe wholeheartedly that Tua is a quarterback that can go win a Super Bowl. I don't believe that. I don't think that he's a quarterback that can go out and win you very many games every year.
Come on, he went out and won you a natty at Bama.
Okay. Yeah, did you just compare Saturdays and Sundays? Because
we're talking about Bama.
There's a big difference there between those.
It's not as big as it used to be.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It is big, but it's not as big as it used to be. Alabama's pretty damn good.
It's pretty. Yeah, well, when you're throwing to Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs. You've got the most talent out on the field every single Saturday. That's not the case on Sunday, and I don't think Tua is the type of a quarterback that is able to close the talent gap.
Yeah, I don't think he can go out and get you a game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get you one or two a year, but to be at that level in the NFL, you got to go out and get five or six for your team every year.
It's all going to be about Mr. Ross. How adamant is he going to be? He may have made his mind may be made up right now. I don't care what it takes. Tua's not going to be our quarterback anymore. We are going after a big name, whether it's Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Russell
Wilson.
Jim
Harbaugh.
No.
Could you imagine those rumors if Flores hadn't had that little 8-game winning streak?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing it all.
I mean, even if they break it up and they lose the game they're supposed to lose, the Ravens, they lose that game and have a 3-game winning streak, a loss, followed by a 4-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. It's only one game difference, but it just changes the feel of everything around that building. And I think Stephen Ross would be the type of guy to say, no.
Go get
my Michigan guy.
You go back to think about how much this game with the Patriots would mean this week had they beaten just beaten Jacksonville. Think about that. If they had just beaten Jacksonville, how much influence this game would have on a whole bunch of teams.
Well, when the schedule came out, we were hoping that this game would be for something.
We thought it obviously means the Miami's out of it, but it means more for the Patriots. Again, Miami can do some severe damage. The Patriots will clinch a playoff spot, but they can also be the sixth seed, or they could be the number one seed if things fall the right way. Mm. Or the five. I mean, but the five now.
Green Falcon says, come on, Krager. Alabama's $100 million over the salary cap every year. Good good point, Green Falcon.
I was asked today, a guy asked me, he goes, you think Alabama pays players? I said, hell yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Nick, you don't win at that
Nick
level.
Nick doesn't know about it, but yeah, it's going on.
No, plausible deniability,
right,
Craig.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Urban hasn't learned yet.
Right. The ropes were out. That's a texter name. I don't remember that. That's a good one. It says, I'm a Finns fan. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is if we don't get an O-line and a new offensive coordinator. Yeah. Ropes were out also saying, remember, Jacksonville, Oakland, and Atlanta, all three-point losses. Yeah. Last second field goal.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, the offensive line is the problem right now. You've invested draft capital. You have not really invested in free agency. I think if you're Chris Greer, you've got to change up the way you're doing it. What's the definition of insanity? Repeating the same thing over and over and expect a different outcome?
Yeah.
He has shown consistently he does not know how to evaluate offensive line talent coming out of college. Yeah. Or there's a serious problem with developing that talent within the building. There is one of two serious problems in Miami. So go get a proven commodity. Yeah. Maybe you pay more than you want.
Yeah.
I don't care. Go out and get it done. You see what the Chargers did last year. They see Corey Linsley coming out. He becomes a free agent from out of Green Bay, and they say, done. We're going to get this guy.
That was our top priority.
We're going to get this guy, put him in the middle of our offensive line. We're going to let our rookie quarterback focus on playing quarterback and let the center call out all of the blocking, all of the assignments, and look at Justin Herbert. He's got time to sit back there, show everybody that big rocket arm.
Yeah.
Great, great receiving options with the Chargers.
Go sign your former Dolphin, that crazy guy in Oakland or Las Vegas.
Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito. You
He's
need him right now.
Voice of reason.
You need a nasty guy out
He's
there.
Still one of my favorite Dolphins players of all time.
I like the guy.
And I'm not being sarcastic. Yeah. I really liked watching the guy play football. He was just a bully and mean to some people off the field.
That's true.
Few things. Bisacci on Hobbs says, quote, we take that extremely serious organizationally, and so based on what we've learned, we expect Nate to play. It's a legal matter, and I will leave it at that. Now, real quick, I have sound from Aaron Rodgers today, moments ago, going back, you know, at his favorite reporter about Hubbard-ish.
Who will not vote for him for MVP because he's the biggest jerk in the league.
There's a serious situation going on in tennis.
Tennis? Oh, with the...
Alexander Vucic, Serbia's president, has just spoken, and Djokovic is being held in a room at Melbourne Airport. Quote, I told him Serbia is with him. Our authorities are doing everything to see that the harassment of the world's best tennis player is brought to an end immediately. His visa has just been canceled.
Can't get in Australia, man.
That is scary.
Because of COVID rules.
I don't know if it's because of COVID rules.
No, yeah, it is.
It is.
It is.
It is.
All right. But
Australia's got some tight
rules. I know they have. I don't know.
The
I don't
tightest.
Have.
The tightest.
Yes.
The tightest of all the COVID regulations, protocols, they're the tightest.
Like they laugh at California and New York.
No, yeah, my good friend was over there from January to May. She had a quarantine for 3 weeks when she first got there. She works for Arthrex, and she had a quarantine for 3 weeks. Before they would let her out of the room. So that was the toughest thing ever, ever.
Wig says he wants to vent. It is a Wig Wednesday. Wig, you know the number. Give us a call. Country Suck says, I'm a Colts fan. How good would the Colts be if they ditched Wentz and got Rodgers? You remember a year ago when the Rodgers stuff started, I thought maybe the Colts made the best sense. That would be exciting back then.
We thought Wentz would have, you know, be in the discussion possibly if he stayed healthy under Reich for MVP.
Remember the problem with Aaron Rodgers, though. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's Shailene Woodley, who will not want to be in Indianapolis. She's not going to want to be in middle America. That's why Las Vegas is so intriguing. That's why San Francisco, anywhere on the West Coast, is intriguing. That's why.
At the time that I made my prediction, he was dating Danica Patrick, who loves Indianapolis with the 500. Yeah.
All right, you want to hear from Aaron Rodgers today?
Yeah,
here it is. Firing back at Hub Arkish, who said he would not vote for him because he thinks Aaron is the biggest jerk on the planet. Here we go.
After what you said last week about what it would mean to win your fourth MVP, what do you think of one of the 50 voters coming out and saying yesterday, quote, I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the MVP. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the MVP at the same time.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. You didn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But
well, that's not true.
I mean, and I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the offseason, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude, you know, future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. He didn't know me. He didn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum, and I'm not going to waste any time worrying about that stuff. He has no idea who I am. He's never talked to me in his life. But it's unfortunate that those sentiments, it's surprising that he would even say that, to be honest. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, I knew this was possible. Talked about it on McAfee weeks ago. But crazy.
All right. Now, I think it's interesting. I mean, he's assuming, and it might be the correct assumption, that he's doing this because he's not vaccinated. But there might be other things as well. Regardless of what it's for, it's stupid. It should not matter. It should not matter. Hub should not have said what he said.
Right.
He's going to regret it. I would take his vote away from him. This is not... It's completely incredibly unprofessional. We all know in this business, we've been around, that it happens in all sports. It does happen. There are people that have great prejudices against players, coaches, teams, sometimes because of the market they're in. They get caught up in the hoopla that they shouldn't like this person or that team or that coach for whatever reason. But you got to separate your emotion. You got to can your personal feelings.
Well, I also... Man, I'm flip-flopping again on Aaron Rodgers. I've been enjoying Aaron Rodgers lately. Not only watching him play, but his sound bites, because I'm sick and tired of the sound bite as a radio talk show host. Well, it is what it is. No, he gives you honest answers. Well, I don't want to say honest answers, because the vaccination versus immunized wasn't honest, but...
Well, it was very honest.
Never adult... Well...
That's all he said. He never said vaccinated.
Yeah.
There was no follow-up. Should have
been a good follow-up.
There was no follow-up.
Let's squeeze in Wig on a Wig Wednesday, everybody. Wants to vent about his Dolphins. Fins up, everybody. Wig, how are you today,
Wig,
sir?
What that cap space you got?
Man, I-L-P-O.
How come?
I'm tired of hearing everybody say, look at what Josh Allen did. Look at what Peyton Manning did. That Tua is not 6'4 or 6'5 like those two guys.
I agree.
Those are two different, completely type of people.
Yeah.
Tua ain't physically even built like those guys. One, two, and three, I'm tired of us running the RPO game when he ain't even an athletic threat to run the ball.
Well, all right. What about?
I'm tired of people. When you get picked top five, you're supposed to get criticized like this. I don't care who comes at me. I'm so tired of the excuses. If it was anybody else, I'm tired of the SEC lure for the quarterback because they have fandoms. What they do in college, like I argue with somebody with on Facebook, and they came back at me with, well, stop crying. Philly has run the RPOs. I say out of 32 teams, he said Philly and the Ravens run RPOs. I say, but look at those quarterbacks.
Right.
They're athletic runners. And I said, still, if you do the math, that's two out of 32 teams. Why do we keep doing RPOs? That just gives the defender a half a second to keep back up with the wideouts. That's why they're never open. We're not running it. So why do we call RPOs? We're making excuses for the guy. Look, the ball's slipping out of his hands. He can't even throw on the run. He's throwing it in the dirt. I mean, come on, man. He's not above criticism.
No one's saying that, though. Wig.
Nah, man.
You said, I know you mentioned, I couldn't tell. Did you mention Jalen Hurts is 6'1"? Kyler Murray is 5'10".
Now,
okay,
the beginning of the season, people want to run Jalen Hurts out of town already, and now they're a play. Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Kyle Murray on your team or right now?
No, I'm saying as far as, listen, you run certain offenses predicated on the talent that you have. The linebackers are not going to bite on an RPO if you ain't running the ball. No matter how good the line is. Just like what happened the other day. Duke Johnson was averaging 7 yards a total.
Yeah.
They stopped giving him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tired of hearing that, oh, we need Najee Harris at running back. It's all these SEC crazed people. you, Chris, Alabama. You.
Wig,
I don't know how you Alabama and North Carolina at the same time.
That's right. That's very suspect.
Worlds collide.
Wig, I agree with you.
Give it to him, Will.
I agree with you.
I'm just saying, as far as these, I know I can feel the radio fans. I can see a lot of people fans want to just chime in on me. I don't care. He got one more season, and if I love the guy because he's rocking my number.
Wait, let me ask you this, okay? Had they beaten Jacksonville, it would have changed the entire, despite as how poorly he played last week, and I agree with you, but it still would have changed the whole dynamic of the entire season, because this game this week would have been for a lot. All the marbles from my, you know, and could change the outcome of the Patriots, could change the outcome for the Miami Dolphins making the playoffs. Would you have a different perspective? Be honest. Something on Sunday.
Listen, there's a quote that goes around. They say, if it was a fist, we'd all be drunk. I can't be worried about if and what happened. When it comes to big games, he's supposed to – you being a Patriot fan, all those years when Brady had – and I ain't compared him to Brady, but when Brady had Troy Brown, all these little – 5-0 receivers, but yet everything got to be perfect for Tua. Receivers, tight end, running back. He got to do some stuff of his own to be a top 5 pick.
I hear you.
Nice.
I
mean, stellar call to kick off the year. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. My favorite line, though, Tua is rocking Wiggs' number from the jersey.
Could the problem be George Gutsay and Eric Stutzville, the two offensive co-coordinators? Is that an issue?
Could be.
Are they not coaching him properly?
If you can improve that spot, you do it.
Derek Carr's under fire every year because Mike Mayock says we're looking for better quarterbacks.
Does anybody honestly think the whatever you think of Tua, imagine the best version of Tua. Is it better than Deshaun Watson?
No.
Is it better than Russell Wilson?
No.
What are we talking about here?
But to your point, you've been ripping the offensive line all year, correctly, rightly so.
I've seen Deshaun Watson behind a bad offensive line.
Know.
You know what he did?
I know.
He went into Kansas City and he had a 21-0 lead in the AFC divisional round. Probably should have won that football game against Patrick Mahomes.
All right, we'll continue this conversation. Don't forget Wikipedia coming up in a bit. And the College Football National Championship next Monday night here on ESPN Southwest Florida, much to Wig's chagrin, is an all-SEC final between Georgia and Alabama, presented by Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral and Diamonds by Diane Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass is Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. An epic phone call from Wig on a Wig Wednesday, getting a lot of reaction on the text line. Kathleen says that was her favorite call from Wig ever. Hope for Hurts says all Dolphins are still looking for the next Dan Marino. It ain't Tua. Wig says, and yeah, he's rocking my number because he was number 13 And Kuzi says, I hope Craig got a raise after last year's performance. He's the only one that stays calm on the show.
What are you talking about?
Well, Kuzi's very observant.
Just
I am
go
the voice
back
of calm
to yesterday,
reason.
Hour number one or two about college football playoff expansion. And then he almost went green when Tim Tebow agreed with me about he's changed his mind on expansion.
Tim waffled.
Didn't
he
waffle.
Said a few years ago I was for keeping it four. And then, but now he's opening
you
his mind.
You waffled.
No.
Yes.
I have no recollection.
Oh, man.
Coming up, we got Wikipedia. That involves another controversy.
This is not a controversy. It involves a Craig mess up.
All right, so if you didn't hear it.
Craig up.
Was it yesterday?
Yes,
it was yesterday.
Okay, so 2 days ago, 2 days ago, I go home, and my wife is watching Matrix 3. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm watching all the Matrix. I want to get caught up. I want to go see the new one that's out. And so I watched half of it, a third of it with her. I didn't see Keanu Reeves in a single scene that I was watching.
Keanu's a game in New England.
Keanu.
It's like you pick numbers and
you're forgetting the A.
Yeah, Keanu.
You're
Keanu's
it's not
a
silent
game.
A.
Right. All right. So Keanu Reeves, and I claim he wasn't in there.
It's a soft A.
And apparently he is. That was proven. It's the first time I was wrong all year.
He's on the movie poster.
Somebody
front and center.
One of our listeners, Sister Jean, redid the movie poster with my picture on it. Says, "See, it's true. Keanu's not in the movie. That's a classic." So anyway, long story, even longer. We are gonna do Keanu Reeves trivia for Wikipedia coming up in a few moments.
What a great topic!
You think so?
I love it.
I suggested it yesterday.
Yeah, well, I followed through.
Thank you.
I thought it was a great idea.
Made me very happy when I saw that. And I didn't know a lot of these facts about Keanu.
Yeah.
Very established.
Apparently, we've got food. Come on in. We got another delivery here. I don't know. We've got a delivery here on the show. I know something's going on.
Oh, the lovely Vicky.
Vicky, how are you?
That smells like pizza. Vicky, Chris made
Vicky.
A New Year's resolution that he was done with pizza.
No.
I hope that's pizza.
Wow.
Smells good.
Oh, thank you, Vicky.
Let's see. Oh,
open that up right here.
This
are
is
you
from
kidding?
Rosati's.
That's
Italian.
Yep. Oh,
authentic Chicago pizza, my favorite kind.
Hey, we are.
Who did this?
Oh, we're doing this now. Hang on.
Hold on here. Stand by. And who's. Did anybody leave a note? Who sent this?
Absurd. Not having any.
Let's see. Oh, ooh, wow.
Nope, sunglasses on the floor.
I don't even know how to open up.
They're on your right foot.
Don't
so
take
don't
a step right. You're going to crush your glasses. All right, so they sent fries. Was this a pizza place?
I'll have French fries. I'll have the fries.
Fries and some Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, it was Art.
Really? Art?
Oh.
Three toasted Italian beefs, big chiefs. Okay.
Art
for the sandwich
fan
coming
for the
through.
Sandwich
bet,
right.
The Lions sandwich bet.
The Lions did not win 8 games this year.
They didn't win 3.
Right.
Although you
all
said
sort of.
They're favored.
Not anymore. It flipped again.
Oh,
from
did
1.5 to +4.
Because
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Well, thanks,
Vegas, Vegas earlier this week thought there's no way Aaron Rodgers is playing.
Hold on. Let me move the sandwich bet off the board.
Yeah.
The paid section.
Art the Bills fan. In fact, he just wrote in a capital letters.
Art, you
paid.
Didn't have to do that. You've done enough with a, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, but we almost owe you. It's all the food you've given us. Oh, that's delightful. Thank you, Art.
Oreo's mad. Wonderful radio, guys. Yeah, we don't care. It is wonderful radio.
And Jeff Nixon is pissed because he's in here every Sunday. It's more food for you guys. We never get food on the golf show.
Well,
I need to test. Captain
Deb.
Well, the Saturday fishing show,
they get gourmet breakfast.
Gourmet food.
If not brunch.
The golf show gets
love
nothing.
Brunch.
It's kind of too early for people to like bring like a sandwich or a pizza on Sunday morning.
Jeff.
Well, Deb works Sunday morning, Saturday mornings, and she gets great food.
Jeff, are we making a bet on the national championship game?
Chris needs a new club.
We could double down, you know, double or nothing, three, you know, set of irons or nothing.
Wow.
We could go no bet. Your call.
I don't know if Jeff Nixon heard me say on the radio 2 days ago, I had a dream. where I was hanging out with a bunch of people, including the coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, but Jeff Nixon was the coach. It wasn't Kirby Smart in my dream.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. I can't decide. I can't interpret it. I don't know.
That's a weird one.
But Jeff Nixon, you were the coach of Georgia in my dream.
And, as the official dream analyst on the program, I don't know what to think about that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what you would type in a search.
I know exactly what it means.
What?
It's the guilt that you rightfully should feel for saying for years that Georgia can't get past number five, and it's built up guilt inside of you.
I think you're right.
You're trying to let it out.
I think
you don't know how, and right now you're really confused because Georgia's going to win the national title, and you're not going to know what to do with yourself.
I really, really like Jeff, and I feel bad if I were to say anything construed as negative about Georgia.
You would never do that.
Before this all started, I really had nothing against Georgia. I actually liked them quite a bit.
You talked yourself into a corner is what happened. No, I've done it.
No, I talked myself into fact. I said their ceiling was five, and in the regular season, they were fifth. They did not make the playoffs because of the South Carolina loss. Everything I said was factual.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No.
No, that's exactly how. Do you guys want to do revisionist history? Because that's what you two are best at.
Yeah.
Craig, on February 5th, 2020 at 3:38. Think about this. This
2020!
This is the follow-up
after pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Said UGA will not get past number five in the final regular season CFP rankings before 2022.
All right, that was the next year after my original ceiling.
All right, behind me, and this is a Jeff Nixon sticky, says Craig, 10, 14, 2019.
Wow.
This is 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Georgia's ceiling is number five.
Uh-huh.
That's what you said 3 years ago.
But I was correct 3 years ago.
Not really.
I doubled down on Chris's sticky pad, which, you know, they're going to be in the top two.
That's a fun sandwich bet.
What?
Craig, I'll let you out of it now for like an appetizer or a salad or something.
What's that?
Pistons will finish the season 10th or better in the East.
Can we change that to Pistons will have the most ping pong balls in the lottery?
You bring in a nice salad, maybe just a single grilled chicken breast, and I'll let you out of the bet.
All right. Well,
we can always talk.
I'll pay my debt.
You're gonna leg it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Double to nothing. Something. Kathleen says you nailed it, Pete. No, Pete's wrong.
I'm right on.
Jeff Nixon, go Dogs. That's right. Coach Jeff Nixon. I'm gonna start calling. Well, he is a coach.
Hey, coach.
Great coach.
He is a golf coach, but it doesn't matter whether he's the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs or if he's a women's golf coach here in town. Either it doesn't matter. He's coach.
Coach.
All right, so anyway, with that long preamble by me, you heard the setup on why we're doing Keanu Reeves.
It's Wikipedia.
It's time for Wikipedia. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs for you and a friend. Caller number 9, Keanu Reeves Trivia. Coming up right now, Sheeman and Shepard, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wiki Petia.
All right, boys and girls. Who we got on here, Chris?
Gas pump guy.
Gas pump guy. All right.
Hey.
How are you? How's it going? Happy New Year.
Good. Yeah.
All right. We're going to do Keanu Reeves trivia today. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. First one of three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Here's your first question, Gas Pump Guy. Can you tell me what nationality Keanu Reeves is?
Shoot. No, I don't know.
All right. Pete, what'd you know?
Canadian.
He is Canadian, yes. Grew up in Toronto. All right, Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he born? And by the way, he was not born in Canada.
No, I know. I think he was born in Beirut.
Yes, yep. Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that one.
Oh, did you? All right, Gas Pump Guy. Let's see if you got this one. What position did he play for the De La Salle College hockey team?
Oh, he was a forward, I think.
Pete, do you know?
Defenseman?
He was actually a goalie.
A goalie, was he?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to say the movie was, it might be one of the answers. I don't know.
In but. Pete Shepherd, in 1986, what was his feature film debut?
Youngblood.
Youngblood is correct.
He grunts a couple of times. Plays Heaver.
Pete Shepherd, 2-0 lead.
He wasn't, was he on the same line with Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze? I don't think he was, but
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Gas Pump Guy, this is for you. What movie does he portray a slacker who travels in time with his best friend?
Oh, that's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes. That is correct. You're on the board. 2-1 is our score. Pete Shepherd, if you get this, you win. He appeared as a James Dean type in this 1980s pop star video for one of her hits. Who is the singer?
James Dean types?
Yeah. You know, slicked hair, tough
guy.
Yeah,
no, I know. I get that. An 80s video.
80s pop star video.
I mean, you said her.
Yes. I'm giving you all the hints I can give you here.
I'll say Madonna.
No, it's a good guess. Yeah. Gas Pump Guy, you're a chance to steal. Can you tell me the artist we're talking about here?
For some reason, I want to say Paula Abdul.
That is correct. Rush, Rush was her song.
Oh, yeah.
We are now tied at 2. Next correct answer is a winner. And Gas Pump Guy, you get the next question. In The Matrix, he played a computer programmer named Thomas Anderson, who goes by what alias?
Neo.
Yes!
A come from behind win for Gas Pump Guy. Yes. Good
That's
job.
Like the bus yesterday.
Yes.
Good job, man. Good job.
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks for listening to the show and participating. Appreciate it.
Good job.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You're the best.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Roses and Bedroom Guys. One of the questions, is he in Matrix 3? No, that will not be one of the questions. All right.
We get the Julio Jones question every week.
Well, we should. All right. Couple more. Let's see if Pete knows these. He starred alongside Patrick Swayze and Gary Busey in this action thriller.
Point Break.
Yes, correct. In 1994, he was in an action thriller with Sandra Bullock.
Speed
with the girl from the bus. That's what George Costanza
said. Yes.
He took a pay cut so the studio could afford Al Pacino in this supernatural movie.
Devil's Advocate.
That is correct.
I didn't realize he took a pay cut.
Oh, yeah. Al was expensive.
Yep. Should have been. He's the devil.
Finally, what action thriller does he play a retired hitman seeking vengeance?
John Wick.
That is correct.
Mostly because I killed his dog.
His dog?
They killed his dog in the first one pretty early.
I didn't know that.
Horrible.
All right.
Yeah.
Never seen a John Wick.
They're good. You like them.
I know. It's just one of those things.
When
just,
three came out, I watched it on TV.
Before one and two?
Well, as you know, I am one to skip around series.
He knew it all.
But I got to be honest. I don't know how I missed it. I didn't even know John Wick was a thing until 3 came out. And I realized, oh my God, there's obviously 1 and 2. So I somehow totally missed the whole John Wick thing.
But you can't get 3 is.
Well, I wouldn't. It really would help me if I know what he killed. I got his dog killed.
Well, there's a lot of parts to him you don't know about that makes him what he is in 3. You have to watch the first 2.
I can figure it out. Action guy, a lot
clearly
of conflict
you did
in his
not
life.
Figure it out.
I just didn't know it about the dog.
Right. If he had a tattoo that said "My dog died in John Wick 1," you would have figured it out.
A tattoo. Now, that would be ridiculous, Chris. Who tattoos that?
His, you got to understand, his wife had cancer. I can't remember. She died of a terminal illness. Then she leaves him a dog. The dog gets killed. And the whole thing.
Spoiler alert!
Well, it's you know.
I know. If it's more than 3 minutes old, you don't worry about spoiler alerts. Chicken Salad says, I'm surprised there were no questions about Shane Falco. Look, I had 11 questions.
Well.
Were you really?
Shane Falco?
Yeah.
The Replacements is a great movie.
I'm just saying.
And I don't use that word lightly.
Okay. I went above and beyond and had 11 questions today instead of my usual 8 or 9. And I think I played the hits.
And I believe there's a John Wick 4 coming out too.
I better watch
next year.
All right.
I don't have a problem with it. Just, you know, when you get caught up on the what nationality is he, where was he born, what position did he play?
You guys did quite well on those questions,
team.
I might add, though.
Yeah.
By the way, I knew none of those answers.
Well, it's because you're only 30 years old.
Youngblood, he didn't, he mumbled something.
A little grunt?
Yeah, a couple grunts and mumble something.
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs, Replacements is literally the best football movie there is. I'm not going to go that far, but it... You know what? Upon further review, I got to fight you on that.
Longest Yard, original.
Original.
Remake.
No, the remake is awful.
It's great.
Awful.
Pittsburgh John says Keanu's best character, Johnny Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Invincible, I like. I love the Vince Papale thing. I like Invincible.
That was a very good movie. Yep. And believable. It was a good movie.
Yeah, not a great, but it wasn't like a football movie. It was more of a perseverance movie, and it happened around football. Not a lot of football scenes in that movie.
Has anybody seen the Kurt Warner movie yet?
No.
I have not either.
I have it, and I don't know. I'll see it. I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
Of course you will. With your new blankie that you got from Xfinity in the mail today. You got a blanket delivered, nice fuzzy inside. We got
steak and cheese.
Food from Art to Bills fan. This is fantastic. And the 5 o'clock hour is upon us. Wednesday with some fun facts. And we will be on time with the Sports Center rundown, hypothetically. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.